Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are. Here we go.
We the live show on Blog Talk. Yeah. Come on, y'all. Let's get it crunk. Hey, on this Tuesday night. What up? Y'all know that it's your girl, Brown Sugar, and tonight we are talking about a very interesting topic. It is on, can you handle an open relationship? And so I really wanted to make sure that I had, you know, got a few opinions, and I wanted to see what you thought on an open marriage, specifically a marriage. Now, to me, a relationship, that's one thing, okay? But a marriage, all right, that is like a commitment and vows and all that other good stuff. And so tonight I wanted to talk about it and kind of see your views and opinions and just kind of put it all out there on the table. And so as we discuss open relationships and marriages tonight, I first and foremost wanted to talk about the stunning shocker that everyone was speaking about a few years back when it was alleged that Will Smith had went on to had conducted an interview, and it was supposedly with a UK magazine name revealed, and he was going on to speak about how he felt that, you know, supposedly that the spice to keeping his marriage alive was allegedly, you know, he would go to his wife, ask for permission to have sex with other women, okay, is what the rumor was, and that what would happen is that they would say I hope you guys can hear me, because I need to check into this. I'm looking at my switchboard here, and hopefully you guys can hear me. Let me double check my screens here, make sure that everything is on and logged on. Oh, gosh, I hope y'all can hear me here. Let me take a look. Oh, wow. I'm trying to pop up my switchboard, and now I don't see my switchboard. But anyway, I'm going to keep talking, and hopefully y'all can still hear me. But I wanted to go over this because it was really important to me. Because I did research the story, and I want to tell you that I was actually quite shocked because I found that this was actually a rumor. It was not true. It did not actually take place. So with that said, I want to tell you that I have a snippet here. And in this snippet, it actually speaks, Jada Pinkett herself, she's putting it out there. She is saying, basically, I want you guys to hear it for yourself, all right, because I think that that is going to be one of the most empowering events is that, okay, good, I am still logged on to the switchboard. I'm so, so glad I kept talking. When the switchboard goes out, you don't know if you're recording or not, and I'm just grateful that I still am recording. So, I do see I have a caller on the line, and before I play this snippet, I do want to get this caller's opinion on what do you believe, and do you think you can have a successful relationship if you and your partner, you know, date or, you know, have relations with other men or women? I definitely want to get your thoughts. If you're just calling to listen, please let me know, and I will put you back on mute, okay? Otherwise, I'd love to get your opinion. 818, I see that you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling? 818? Hello, can you hear me? Okay. All right. Well, I guess they did not want to talk. So I'm going to go ahead and go over this interview that I found to be very interesting. And I just have to say that, okay, now you pop back up. Are you just calling to listen or are you calling to give your opinion? Actually, no, we have another caller that's calling in. And so certainly, if you're calling to listen, please just let me know. And if you're calling to voice your opinion on an open marriage, please let me know that as well. 941, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling?
Hey, how you doing, Brown Sugar?
Pretty good. Who's calling?
All right, this is EJ Kama Sutra.
Hey, how you doing? You said EJ Kama Sutra.
Oh, it's DJ. DJ is disc jockey.
DJ.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Okay, DJ. I appreciate you calling in tonight. I'm just getting started a bit, and I was going to play a snippet of Jada Pinkett. I actually found some information on the alleged information. And so what are your thoughts on an open marriage or relationship? Do you feel that you could be in one?
Well, Brown Sugar, let me tell you like this. First of all, before I say anything, can I cuss on your show?
Oh yeah, it's a free floor. I don't curse, but you're welcome to.
I don't want nobody feeling hurt, nothing like that, because you know how people live. They get touched nowadays. But I'm
right.
Like this. All right. By the name of Thomas, you can pretty much tell what I'm about.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I've had that title since I've been 16. But it's like this. I'm the type of dude. I don't want to have to share shit, to be honest with you.
Right.
There's too much shit down here in Florida where I'm at, floating around. A is gonorrhea, clap, chlamydia, hepatitis A through F, and all this other kind of shit. They don't know what to call it. And I can't afford
right.
to be running around here and 3 inches of my 9 inches got to get cut off because of this bitch size. She want to jump on Super Dick down the street. I can't afford that. I need every inch of mine. Please believe.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as these people around here from an open relationship, like you said earlier, that's a commitment, not only between
right.
you and your significant other, but also, well, I'm not going to say significant other because I know people nowadays, they believe in that fag, wag, gay shit, between
mm-hmm.
not only between the woman and the man and the woman,
right.
but also between those two individuals and God.
Apparently, right.
my ex-wife believed in open relationships because the dude that she decided to sleep with was a guy I've been on since I've been, 16?
What?
I can't find this nigga in the daytime with a flashlight. He won't shoot me no fade. He won't fight me. I can't find a nigga in the daytime with a flashlight.
What? Are you serious?
I am, sweetheart, I am more serious than a late period. I wish I was around, but I'm not.
And it
doesn't make any sense. I don't believe in open relationships because of the fact
okay.
there's too much that can go wrong. I just got off on another site. These individuals talking about can you be in love with more than one person, be in love with like two people? And it kind of
uh-huh.
more or less goes down the same line. Because you
that's
cannot,
true.
You cannot, that's one of the reasons God made intimacy for married folks, because there is no way in hell you could be intimate with somebody and not somehow concoct feelings. You can't,
right.
I don't understand how in the hell somebody's going to be intimate with this person, talking about we got open relationships, and you
mm-hmm.
keep fucking that person or eating that person or beating that person, whatever the situation may
right.
be, not wind up.
That's true.
Catching feelings for this person, because everyone
exactly.
that I've been involved with, everyone I've been involved with from the age of 16 up until now, I'm almost 30 now, I'll be 30 in October, every female
oh, okay.
I've been involved with for 15 years has fallen in love
mm.
from the age of 16 up until now, because
right.
I do a wonderful job at what I do, okay,
mm-hmm.
now when I'm in a relationship, it's just me and her.
Okay.
Oh, my end anyway, I can't speak for the mother host, but when it comes down to me, it's just me and her.
Okay.
All right.
So you feel that it's more beneficial for you to have a monogamous relationship. You're not into, you know, having multiple partners and the thrill. And you can pretty much sustain a relationship. You can, you know, endure the ups and the downs. You don't get bored quickly. Am I hearing you correctly? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello? Uh-oh. I must have lost them there. What I'm going to do is, okay, I see I have another caller on the line. I don't know what happened to you. Caller, please call back in because you made some very interesting points. I do see I have another caller here. Oh, there he is. Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay, DJ, is it Kama Sutra?
Yes, ma'am.
You there?
What happened? Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay, I heard you, but you didn't hear me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Please continue.
Okay.
I was asking you, you know, you felt that it is, and 580, I see you on the air there. Please hang tight. You were basically stating that you feel it is beneficial to be in a monogamous relationship versus an open one.
Yes, because like I said, there's too much shit around there floating around. And please believe, ladies and gentlemen, everybody inside my voice, if you're fucking more than one person, if you're seeing more than one person, be it in a relationship or out of a relationship, please believe, somebody going to get more than the other person, somebody going to get jealous. Somebody get more tongue than the other person. That's just the way it works. You know? So somebody is getting the bad end of the stick. I don't give a damn if it's 49-51%. Somebody got to get 49%. And when you play in the game of love, like Sade say, somebody has to lose.
That's true. That's real. And I've always, I personally don't believe in love triangles. I've always felt like you're absolutely right. Somebody is going to get the short end of the stick. You know, how can you spread the love? You're always going to have one that you care for more. You know, I've heard plenty of men and women say, you know, have an ace and the spare. Well, for that gonna show, I don't want to be the spare. So I'm like, if I can't be the ace and the only, I don't want to be it at all. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
But that's what's up. I do appreciate your thoughts. I'm going to grab this other caller here, DJ Kama Sutra. I'm tearing your name up. Is it Kama Sutra? Did I say it right?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
I got it.
As a matter of fact, you can pull me up on the Blog Talk as well. It's on the Blog Talk Radio, DJ-KAMA-SUTRA. That way you can see what you're talking
about. Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, what week do you have, what day do you have your shows on?
Actually, it's Sunday through Wednesday, and they
use
11:30. I'm just not.
Oh, you keep it popping. He on 4 or 5 days a week. Y'all check him out. I'm mad at you. Well, I appreciate your comments and definitely keep it locked because I do have a exclusive interview from Jada Pinkett herself, clearing up the rumors about homosexuality between her husband and her, as well as the open marriage. So hang tight. All right. Thank you. I'm going to put you on mute, okay? But if you have any questions, please hit me in the chat room. All right.
Okay.
And I'll release your phone line. Okay, 580, please let me know if you're calling in with a comment or if you're just calling to listen. 580, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Who's on the line with me tonight?
You're dealing with intimacy and love. This is BC.
Oh, yeah, one of my favorite listeners, intimacy and love. Okay, I know you're going to spend some knowledge on us tonight about this open marriage relationship ordeal. What are your thoughts?
I just wanted to, at first I wanted to hear what she had said because I'd made a comment to the point where, you know, I want to hear, you know, before I make a decision on individual.
Oh,
but, you know,
okay.
Yeah, for me.
You want to hear Jada's interview?
Yeah, you know, and before I'm making, you know, any rational with them because I've never heard it before. But my take, you know, there's no way, you know, when we say caring for, that is not love.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
When you have to go out, any type of relationship, you know, this is just me, right? When you have to cross that line, you know, because what we have here, right here, you know, we were put in a dominion over the animals on the face of the earth. Right now we have bowing down to run, right, and go after everything that we can. You understand what I'm saying? And we don't have, you know, you cannot love if you don't have respect. And when
that's
you stood up here and you go into another relationship with another person, you know, like I said prior, you know, all we're looking for is either materialistic thing or something else, and we profess to be love. And half the time, you know, 99.9% of us don't know the damn meaning of love.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know somebody sleeps with you and you feel good, you think you love them. You know, they give you money, you want to stay with them, you think you love them. You know, and that's what's wrong with us to this day. You know, we don't know respect. We don't know communications. We don't know, you know, the things that make us whole. You know, we don't know
right.
self. And until we
mm-hmm.
get self, until we have respect for self, then and only then right. we will know what love is.
That's right. That's right. You are absolutely right, and I agree with you 1,000%, because I truly believe that, you know, God designed marriage, an institution between, you know, a man and a woman. And I'm not hating on the gay marriages. If that's what y'all want to do, that's between y'all. You know what I'm saying? But me personally, I am a heterosexual, and I have just believed that, you know, marriage is a unity between two, not three, not four, not five. And so it kind of ruins the wholeness, you know. It ruins the wholeness and the purity of the relationship, in my opinion, when you allow outside influences to filter in. You know what I'm saying? What is the sanctity of the marriage? What is the the purity, or I can't even think of the word right now,
that's
but intimacy and love. You feel what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, that's a good one. Purity is a good word.
You know, right,
If I take you, right, and we said we will have a union, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't care, you know, who comes at me. You know, I want
right.
to give my all. And what we have failed to realize is a relationship is an elevation.
Right.
We sit up here on a plane. Right, and we want
mm-hmm.
to be stagnated, you know. Once we get what we want, we don't communicate no more. We want to treat each other like dirt after damn time.
Right.
We don't go, you know. Most of the time, when you know, you are what you eat. I'm a firm believer you are what you eat, because if you pick
That's
up shit,
right.
if you pick up garbage, mm-hmm. guess what? You know, it's still gonna be garbage 10 years down the road, 15 years down.
That's
the
right.
road.
That's right. Yeah, you're right.
You know,
But I'm going to go ahead and play this snippet. I found it quite interesting. This was an interview that she did on March 19th, and it was with Toni Cox. And so she talks about addressing the rumors, okay? Because remember now, the whole reason I did this story was I found some information that had supposedly confirmed that it was true. And I said, you know what, before I do this story, because I love Jada Pinkett so much, she's one of my absolute favorite African-American actresses, you know, and role models. And I said, I've got to do her some justice and find out the truth. And so I thank God that for my listeners, I have some incredible listeners. You guys send me so much information, just like the Tupac show that we did. I had listeners that submitted several links and information and photos. And, well, the same thing happened with this. I have another listener, Nate City. I got to shout you out. Thank you so much, because you showed me this link with valid information and resources, and I will continue to use this. And I had to find it, and sure enough, I did, and I'm so glad I did, because this will clear up the rumors. There were rumors that Jada and Will Smith were swingers, okay, and that they kept their marriage alive by having sex with multiple partners, and that he would allegedly ask her for permission to have sex with other women, and if she did not agree, he wouldn't do it, and if she did, she would. So we're going to clear all that up right now. Y'all definitely keep it locked, because this is the exclusive interview with Toni Cox from Jada Pinkett. All right, one moment.
Am I saying it right?
Yeah, for metal.
Now, let's talk about you, Jada Pinkett, the person. Born in Maryland, your grandmother played a big part in getting you into the business, like a lot of black folks' grandmothers did. You're a singer, director, songwriter, actress, dancer, producer, wife, mother, philanthropist, granddaughter, daughter. Which of those is first for you?
I would say the one that is first is being Jada, is the woman. In order for me to do all of those things, I have to be very clear on who I am, you know, and have a lot of, just confidence in what I'm doing and just in who I'm being. That has to be first and foremost in order to facilitate all of those areas.
feel like being on an airplane when they tell you when that air mask drops down in case of an emergency.
That's right.
Put yours
put
on
your
first.
Put your mask on first. That's right.
I'm feeling.
Here's
let me ask you this, because you're in the spotlight in a major way, both your own career and particularly because of your relationship with Will.
Right.
Do you feel dogged at all in terms of this public responsibility or lack of, as far as your personal life is concerned, when there are always things in the press about you and about Will and about Scientology and about the school that you established and what's being taught there and the kind of marriage that you have and the relationships that you have with each other and other people, perhaps. Does this dog you, this kind of interest?
You know what? Not really. You know, I definitely respect and understand people's curiosity, you know, but people, they have to trust me when I speak on my truth. That's really the bottom line. And so if you're dealing with people, if I say to you, I don't have an open marriage, no, we're not gay, you know, then, and you don't trust that, well, then there's nothing that I really have to say to anybody about anything, because at the end of the day, I'm living my life and I'm happy. I definitely want to make it very clear to everybody that the educational institution that we have, the school that Will and I have, is not a Scientology school, and that, you know, I know there's been, you know, a lot of buzz around that idea, and that it is not my desire to, you know, teach Scientology at all, and that the method of teaching in which we use, you know, is a product of L. Ron Hubbard, which a lot of schools in L.A. use that are not affiliated with Scientology at all. So I just need your audiences to know that it is not a desire of ours to educate children with Scientology. That is not what Will and I want to do. And our school is not, and I repeat, not a Scientology school.
All right, and so there you heard it. you heard it on Brown Sugar Radio that is not the truth, and so certainly I wanted to do her some justice and share with you all exactly what it is that was going through her mind and you know, have the facts displayed, because I did not want for her by any means to be disrespected or, you know, misrepresented or misjudged, okay? So there it is. I do see I have another caller here. Thank you for hanging tight with me. Let me know if you're on the line to listen, or do you have an opinion on an open marriage? 513, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling?
How you doing? My name is Chester. How you doing? Can you hear me?
Hi, Chester. Did you hear Jada's response, or were you just calling in?
Oh, yeah. No. I listened to it. I've been listening since your last caller called in.
Oh, okay. All right. So were you amazed that it was just a rumor that they had an open marriage?
No, not at all. No.
Okay.
Not at all. See, I'm calling from the other side because I actually was in an open relationship for
about
7 years.
Wow. Now, how did that work for you?
It was great, actually.
Huh.
I mean, of course, you know, like any other relationship, you know, you have, you know, bumps and bruises, you know, to get through. You have, a marriage is It is an arrangement between two really good friends, first of all.
Oh,
because if you're not
okay.
friends with your partner, then you don't, you know, as a matter of fact, it's even more than that. I mean, you have engaged inside this love of, you know, beyond love, there's building a life, you know, and there's, you know, that you, this is your best friend, your confidant, your business partner, the person you go to for your primary, most personal entertainment. You know,
that's
as far
true.
As and your immediate influence. You
okay.
know? I can understand it's not for everyone to, you know, that to handle that, because a lot of people get into relationships because for a feeling of worthiness or, you know, entitlement that, you know, I deserve this person and I own this person or I deserve that. They get in a relationship because they have somebody. You know, this person belongs to me, you know.
Okay.
But in reality, no one belongs to anyone. We all choose to be with each other, whether it's friends, you know, whether it's friends or in a relationship. We all choose to be with each other. So
how
you know,
okay, because this is interesting. I'm really glad that I have, and you said your name was Chester?
Chester. Yeah,
okay, I want to make sure I'm addressing you properly.
I'm in your
Chester.
Home, so.
Okay. I'm interested in this because so far, the majority of the calls we've had tonight are against open relationships, okay, including myself. It's interesting to actually have the flip side of it. You know, you did it and it worked for you. My question, and 646, I do see you there. I'm going to grab you in just a second. Please don't hang up. My question to you would be, what would you say would be the, oh, gosh, how can I explain this? How did you, I'm going through my mind, and I got so many questions. I'm trying to figure out how to ask just one. I guess my main question would be, how did you deal with the intimacy of the relationship? Did you feel it was special, you know, if you're sharing yourself with someone else?
Oh, I mean, between me and my wife at the time, it made us more special to anyone. It was more than anything, you know.
Wow.
Because the level of trust and communication was beyond what anybody could see before. You know, it's like you trust him that much? Yeah. You trust her that much? Yeah. You know, because it's not just like, that girl looks nice and blah, 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 and I want to go.
Right. Like, how did you, I guess that's my other question. How did you tell your wife? You know, would you go to her and say, baby, you know, there's another woman I'm desiring sexually. You know, do you mind if we have intercourse? How did that part of the relationship come about?
Yeah, pretty much something like that. It's like, look, when I did it, I was in my mid-20s, you know, like 24 or whatever. I'm sorry, I'm reading people, I'm reading your chat room.
My chat, and my chat box, real quick, Chester, I'm going crazy. Brown Sugar cannot get in her chat box. That's why y'all don't see me in the chat room. I can't get in. I'm going crazy here. I cannot shout my listeners out, but I'm sure they're tripping on you right now, ain't they, Chester? go ahead. I didn't want to interrupt you. Please continue.
I'm sorry. I can't read intimacy in the chat room right now. They're really funny right now.
Intimacy going on, huh? Oh, caller, please. I had a 111. I think that was a calling card or someone calling in from their Blog Talk host program. Please call back in. I seen you there. Chester, please answer that question for me. Then I got to grab a couple of more calls. So basically you just went to your wife, okay, and you asked for permission to have sex.
Basically, when we were younger, we say, you know, it's ridiculous. I mean, you find more sexual tension and more issues and more, you know, when you know that you're sexually active and people, but you still want to be with someone, but you're like, no, you know, we look at someone like, you know, but we're still young, so why are we doing that? Why don't we just come up with, you know, some understanding guidelines that we need to, that we can relate to, that we both agree on, just follow, because that's all a relationship is, coming up with a rule. That it's called cheating when you break a rule.
When you don't know, right,
when you
right.
Don't,
that's
when
true.
When you don't know. It's like if you're in a race with someone and they give you a head start, you're not cheating in a race.
That's
you know,
true.
Because they already know you get the head start. So if you, if you have rules to, you know, like I said, we have rules like, you know, saying she had to approve the person. I had to approve the person. That is final. Period. Be told, I'm sorry. You know, we had rules of, you know, discrepancy, you know, and cleanliness and, you know, and, of course, safe sex and all that. You know, it's hard. It's hard. It's really hard, you know, but you start to build yourself as an intelligent person, not so demanding, not so selfish. It's not about being unselfish. You know, it doesn't mean that I didn't love her any less. You know, she didn't love me less. So why would, you know what I'm saying, why would that? And like Jada said.
Now, was she, Chester, let me ask you this, and I got to grab 646 and this calling card that's on the air. Were you present when she would have sex with these other men, or you would just say, okay, y'all go in the bedroom, do your thing? Like, you wouldn't, you know, and you would leave the house.
It depends. Sometimes we, you know, sometimes we had relationships, we, you know, with, you know, a female friend, or we had, you know, or a guy friend.
Like a threesome.
Yeah, we would do that.
Wow.
Or, you know, if it was somebody, it's like, no, you know, okay, well, you know, well, you set up something, and, you know, just make sure that, you know, like I said, it's rules to it. It's a whole lot of rules to it, but no, not
okay. Well, I'm about to have you. I'm showing an interview. You some more. I got to get my other callers here, but I'm sitting here shocked, like, wow. I'll tell you, Chester, you have truly blew my mind tonight, okay? I heard about this, but I didn't actually know someone who done it. Now I can say I've talked to somebody, so thank you for giving us another side of the story. Wow. Definitely impressive. I'll tell you that. You, hey, you more courageous than I am, because I don't know if I can handle all that.
That's just the thing. It's about handling it. That's it.
Man, oh, man. Wow. Well, thank you so much, Chester. You're welcome to stay. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
I'll listen to the other callers.
Okay. Thank you so much, Chester. Have a good evening. Wow. I was going to take a commercial break, but I'm going to grab these callers that have been patiently waiting. 646, the calling card, and 818 and 702. Please remain on the line. Don't hang up. 646, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling?
Hey, it's Quay.
What up, Quay?
What's going on?
How you
girl?
Doing?
Oh, man.
I'm sitting here shocked as mess.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry about last week's show. I was out on the road, man, and I just wasn't in the place.
You should have called in for my Tupac, because, see, you actually work with Tupac. But that's okay, because I'm going to do another Pac show. I want to have you on that one.
Because
that show was so deep. I mean, we couldn't feel, there's no way we could have talked about everything in one segment. But that's another show. I got to get your insight on this open marriage. You know, can you handle an open marriage or relationship if you are in one?
The answer is actually yes and no. It's yes in the sense of it really just depends on the people. Like the brother just said, I mean, it worked well for him. I mean, I know I have people, married couples that have been married for 10, 15, 20 years that are swingers, you know.
Okay.
They live the lifestyle. They enjoy it. I think it just boils down to a mutual understanding of what it is you're getting into, and both of them have to be mutually, committed to it, and they both have to accept the program for what it is. I mean, just like anything in a relationship. I think unfortunately what happens is, you know, a lot of times people have a difficult time accepting it because it's just foreign practice to what they believe or what they think should or should not, happen in a relationship. But, at the end of the day, the only two people that have to live with that relationship are the two people in that relationship.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah, that's
so
true. So for you, you said you can do it or
me personally, no, I'm good.
Okay. Now, marriage is totally different. And Chester, like I said, blew my mind because he said his wife. You feel me?
Right.
So
I think in a relationship, it would be easier for me to tolerate. In a marriage,
that's what I was thinking.
I personally couldn't do it only because I just have a real ideology and a real belief in the sanctity of marriage.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So
it's a union, you know, between two individuals, and you say vows and you have a commitment, and it's a whole different level to me of commitment versus just someone you're casually dating.
Right.
You know, one thing I could honestly say though, with an open relationship, if that's something that was established up front, then by all means, I say go for it. If you two are open parties and it's something that makes you happy, hey, if you like it, I love it. Do you. You know what I'm saying? But as far as me personally, did you get a chance to hear the Jada Pinkett snippet I played, or did you call in after? I played her interview. Did you hear that, Quay?
Doesn't weigh well
Quay? Quay, can you hear me? Quay? Hello? Quay, can you hear me? Uh-oh. Oh, shucks, I must have lost you. I'm going to go to another caller here. Call back in, Quay. I can't hear you, hon. Okay. 818, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling?
Marlene.
Hey, Marlene. How you doing, girl?
Good.
So what are your thoughts on an open, I don't know if you heard Chester, one of my callers previously.
Quay.
He was for it. But did you hear it?
I heard Quay.
Okay. Oh, Quay. Okay. We missed him. Quay, you got to call back in. But Chester actually was married and in an open relationship. He said it worked for him. And so I just wanted to get your opinion. Do you believe that, you know, is an open relationship for you, you know, or are you against it?
I'm not against it.
Okay.
Think that, like Quay said, that if there is a mutual understanding between those two people, that it's something that might work.
Mm-hmm.
In a relationship, as far as a marriage, it's something very hard to swallow.
Okay.
In a marriage, I think it's a little bit different because there's different emotions involved.
Mm-hmm.
Versus in a relationship, you're not at the level that you are when you're committed to someone. I mean, I'm not saying
right.
that if you're in a relationship, you're not committed, but it's on a different level.
Okay.
So it's possible. Okay. It's possible. I think that if
right.
it was a relationship, I would do it.
Okay.
But
okay.
In a marriage, no, I don't think so.
So it is a difference, you know, between marriage
okay.
and just a, you know, a basic relationship. I don't know if you heard the snippet with Jada Pinkett Smith that I played earlier. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
Or did you call in that? Okay. Well, she cleared it up. Originally, I was speaking on how it was reported that Will and Jada had an open marriage, that, you know, Will was stating. Right.
No.
Will was stating that was a secret to their success. Well, in the snippet, because I dug deep and I wanted to make sure that I did Jada some justice and reported the truth, and she said, no, they do not have an open marriage and they're not gay. There was rumors that they were swingers and they were both bisexual and that's all kind of stuff. And so she had cleared that up and said, no, that was not true. You know, but by all means, I'm sure there are a lot of Hollywood couples that are swingers. And what I found was amazing. One of the reasons I did believe in Marlene, I had read that Jada Pinkett had actually studied a lot of the Hollywood couples, okay? And she had interviewed, like, Demi Moore and Bruce Willis and several other successful, like Tom and Katie, you know, just all of these couples that are together. And then she studied the ones that had failed marriages, and she asked them, what was it, you know, that made them fail? So she took – I'm thinking maybe she took that and said, okay – I'm sure 90% of it was probably infidelity, and she probably felt like, okay, if the man's going to cheat, I'd rather know about it, because if it's only cheating when you don't know, and that was the point that Chester, one of my first callers, stated, because he was in a marriage for 8 years, and he had an open relationship. So I guess, do you feel that way too, Marlene? Like, if as long as the other party knows about it, then it's not cheating, and it's healthier for the relationship, so to speak, or?
I think that I don't think that anybody goes into a relationship saying, oh, you know, we're going to have an open relationship. This is what the relationship is about, and this is how we're going to be successful.
Okay.
I think that an open relationship might start in where maybe someone has already cheated.
Okay.
And maybe the other person doesn't trust that person or decides that now – they want to get back at that person, and neither one of them might know about it. I don't know.
Right, that's true.
What you don't know don't hurt, right? So if there's an open relationship between the both of you, and you don't
right.
know about it,
that's
an open
true.
Relationship. It's an open
okay.
relationship.
It is what it is. Well, thank you, Marlene, so much. I got some more callers here on the line. You're welcome to continue holding and listen to the remaining of the segment, or you can join us in the chat room at brownsugarradio.com.
Okay.
All right. All right. Thanks for calling. All right, 323. You're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling?
This is Coach Rael. Sometimes what you know can hurt you.
Okay.
Depending. I mean, if you are in an open relationship and you know he might or she might be doing something different,
mm-hmm.
than what you do, and
okay.
it could hurt you. So, mm-hmm. but you have to be have to have a strong relationship and
mm-hmm.
An understanding with each other when
right.
you do that, because you can. Some people get into it and you know feel like that's something that they can do, and they discover that
mm-hmm.
That's something that they can't do. Now you have to have a strong partner to be able to say, okay, that's cool,
mm-hmm.
and we'll leave it alone, and we'll move on, and just be happy with each other.
That's true.
So it has to be communicated to each other. No, I don't think it's because somebody cheats. Some men or women may feel that if it may be something that they're doing already. And
mm-hmm.
if they get married, you know, they can find somebody that they really want to spend their life with, but that will probably have to come with it. So
mm-hmm.
it sometimes it is a deal with the marriage. It doesn't
mm-hmm.
necessarily have to mean that somebody got caught, somebody got, you know, caught cheating. It's
right.
just that that's what somebody wants to have a deal with when they get married. It's, you know, some men
mm-hmm.
probably have already been married and played the monogamy role and says, hey, you know, if I get married again, it's got to be like this, you know.
Okay. Right, like up forward, basically saying, this is what I desire. Can you handle this? And
you
if they both agree to it. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Right, handle.
Exactly.
Handle is the big word right now.
Yeah.
Can you swallow
and,
it?
and, you know, the question, too, to ask is, just like the person in the chat, it comes across as maybe pretty, I don't know, just not understanding, because we all do, everybody in this world is doing
mm-hmm.
something that
mm-hmm.
somebody else may not approve of, right? You
mm-hmm.
know, so
right.
it's not about being angry because somebody else
mm-hmm.
is doing it. It's not about cursing or screaming out loud. They got to be out their mind. They got to be stupid because,
mm-hmm.
listen, sometimes you can ask someone,
mm-hmm.
is it something that you won't do or is it something that you can't do? Okay.
Oh,
and it's
okay.
And it's
mm-hmm.
a difference. Look, I've had friends to bungee jump all the time, right? And they told
mm-hmm.
me
okay.
how great it is to bungee jump. And they get this on the study of consciousness, this euphoria. And
uh-huh.
it's a great high. Well,
mm-hmm.
they want me to bungee jump, and I tell them that I can't bungee jump. So if you want to call me a sissy or whatever, no, it's not that. The key is my fears. I have a fear to bungee jump. Hey,
mm-hmm.
I'm not knocking you guys. I'm not telling you guys that you're crazy because you do it, you're retarded, and this and that.
Right, right.
I respect
you.
Your courage.
Right, yeah. Right.
You know, I respect you for going out and doing it and being able to do it. But I have to be honest to you and tell you I am not brave enough to
mm-hmm.
do that. And because I have fears. And it's okay because fears are natural. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that is what we get by just the laws of nature. We have
mm-hmm.
fears and territorials and jealousies, you know?
Right.
The jealousies are natural because we are human beings, okay? So the thing is that I don't want to jump because my fear is that the rope is going to break. My fear
mm-hmm.
is that the rope is going to bungee all the way down to the ground, and
mm-hmm.
I'm going to smash on the ground. That is
right.
my fear. Now, when
mm-hmm.
one explains to their mate that that is their fear, then you have to be mature enough to respect your mate that that's the fear and not to pursue that fantasy. Okay.
Now, that's funny you talk about fear, because looking at the flip side of an open relationship, one of the most common fears that I've heard from a man and a woman is, what if this other partner is better sexually than I am? You know, what if my husband, what if
what you know could hurt you? That's what I said.
Okay.
You see
what I'm saying? And I'm thinking about that, and I'm like, you know, what if, you know, your husband enjoys this other woman better? Or what if this other woman performs oral sex and you don't? Or what if this other man, you know, performs oral sex and your husband does it? So, I mean, it could get kind of touchy there, you know?
And
how do you handle that if the other partner's better?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That is something that could happen. That is something that has happened. One of my clients came to me. I'm a relationship coach. One of my clients came to me, and it was the same situation. And later on in, like, the third session, it came out because, you know, they were cool with it and everything. It was just, the point was, is that, you know, you would think it was the guy, but it was actually the woman that wanted to do it more often. Well, what they discovered was it was because of what he could do and what he couldn't do.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Woo, see, so there's a danger in playing that sometimes, huh? That's the first side of it.
Now, the great thing, you know, this is a positive and a negative, but the good thing that they could get out of that is understanding that they did not communicate to each other about sex and about what pleases her. Now, I don't know if you remember the saying long time ago. You remember the saying long time ago when women would say, I ain't got time to be teaching no man, or used to use the word man.
Yeah,
see, what that was is that, you know, you, first of all, not knowing how to please yourself, so you aren't able to tell the guy how to please you. This guy, you know, knew, he had it going on. He knew what to do to please a woman.
Then it stole that man's wife.
Her husband.
Wow.
And so she enjoyed it. Well, what we did discover was for them to rediscover each other and learn each other's bodies and what it is that you need in order to be pleased. And that was the main problem, is that they just did not communicate that. Now, the thing is that you can learn so many tips about sex and so many advice, and you can watch it. Somebody could be listening to me right now. But when it's time to explore each other, we just don't take the time out to explore. We don't say, look, tonight we are going to explore. Tonight we're not going to have sex. Tonight we're going to explore with sex. Okay?
Hold on real quick, Coach. 646, I see you there. I'm going to get you in about 10 seconds. Please hold tight, because I really appreciate what you're saying. You're the relationship coach, and you are definitely letting us look at the reverse side, you know, of how this could be a downward spiral, you know, if, you know, you're not comfortable with this type of relationship. So I appreciate that. One more thought, please, of information. Yes. I'm sorry?
And the key is just making sure that you communicate your fears. Like the Chester, I assume the both of them probably communicated their fears, or they discovered something. Now, Chester might have discovered something. He might have discovered a jealousy, right? He might have discovered a territorial spot there, but he may have conditioned himself to deal with that, or communicated to that, to her, that, you know, hey, you know, you never did such and such to me like you did with him, you know. And then she might have switched up and said, okay, well, I'll do that to you too as well. Because sometimes, too, when somebody new, you do new things when you're with someone new, right?
That's
because you're so comfortable with the person and the tradition and the custom and the ideologies that you guys have amongst that relationship. And that's another key why in relationships, you must create new things often with each other so you can keep that spice in that relationship.
Keep that spark alive. I heard that. Well, thank you so much. Your information has been very insightful and helped us to look at different views of an open relationship. And so most definitely I appreciate that, and I'm sure the listeners do too tonight. So thank you for that insight, definitely. All right. Well, I'm going to keep it moving here. I see we have a few more callers on the line. 646, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling?
It's Quay again. I'm back.
You back? Oh, what happened?
Man, I don't even, you know what, man? It was my Bluetooth, man. My Bluetooth took over. I was talking and
I'm like, Clay, God, where are you? Hello. Oh, shit. I didn't even want to take a commercial break because I have so many callers, awesome callers on the line tonight.
This is a very important topic for a lot of people. And not just because of the whole ideology of open relationship, but a lot of people on here may be wondering, maybe hoping they'll get insight into why people cheat, why people,
mm-hmm.
you know, all of those things are a factor. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think the brother that just spoke, he had a lot of really great information. I also don't think that it applied mostly to relationships in terms of, not so much in terms of love, but more so just in terms of, being, you know, the action of being in a relationship, if that makes sense. And maybe that's
mm-hmm.
not the right wording.
But when you broke it down and you just stated why do people cheat, I think, number one, you know, people may be bored, not feeling sexually satisfied. There's a lot of men, the number one complaint that I hear from other relationship shows is that their wife will not, you know, either be freaky with them or try new things, you know, the same positions
right.
all the time. You know, they're not experiencing enough versatility in the relationship, so then they go outside the relationship to seek that, you know.
Well, here's my thing, though. Here's my thing. And this goes to both sides of the coin. Like I said, the love factor, and that is going to end up becoming a topic all itself, you know, for
okay.
another show. But the
mm-hmm.
ideology of love, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
in the truest sense of the word, you know, when you marry somebody, you marry them because the love for that person has reached such a degree that you can't see anything else but that person. Any thought of good or any thought of satisfaction or any thought of pleasure or any thought of anything that has to do with happiness for yourself, it comes
mm-hmm.
in the form of that person. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say, using the example the brother said, it's like, okay, they went and had this threesome experience. And
right.
the other person did stuff that their husband didn't do or made them feel better. And my thing
right.
is, if you're in love, how is that really possible? Because the truth is, a person could be the worst lover in the world. But if you're in
mm-hmm.
love with them, they're the best person, they're the best lover to you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. You're going to make it work with what you got.
It's not even that. It's just that your love supersedes any physical feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Love actually makes the feeling of sexual intercourse way, you know, a thousand times more intense, a thousand times more realistic. So a person that may not be a great lover, but in your mind, he's a great lover. He's the best lover
mm-hmm.
because of the fact that your love has superseded anything physical. And I think
right.
that's where the relationships come into a difference. Like, are you really in love? Have you really reached the pinnacle of love, the point where anything that you – when you look at a person and you look at their flaws and you look at their
mm-hmm.
everything about them that you like and dislike, and you see
mm-hmm.
past all that and you still love them, you know, because your love has transcended all those things. And I think
right.
that, you know, a lot of times it's very difficult to be able to get to that point. And a lot of times these relationships are relationships where the love had never reached that point. You
that's
know,
true.
And this is,
that's true.
You know, and that's why marriage in most religious, and I'm not saying this to become religious or anything, but most religions
mm-hmm.
look down on divorce because the whole ideology of marriage is that you've reached the pinnacle of love, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you're at that point where, to if you're getting a divorce, you're divorcing yourself, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's an important factor to keep in mind. If you're having open relationship, you're not just cheating on that person, but you're cheating on yourself. You're kind of cheating
right.
yourself in that situation, you know.
And I've always felt like that too, you know. I've felt like, okay, this is my analogy on cheating, okay, and tell me if I'm incorrect, because you the man now, right? Men, I'm not thinking for a man, but I'm just assuming this is how men think
right.
as far as when it comes to cheating. Now, for women, I've always felt like it was more of a revengeful thing. Usually the man is messed up previously,
mm-hmm.
so it's like, okay, tit for tat. You know, women need
right.
a reason to cheat, whereas
right.
a man just needs a location,
well,
you know, or opportunity. I loved it how, I think it was it Intimacy in Love? And I think he said at one point that men cheat because of opportunity,
right.
you know?
And that's the truth.
Right. It's just being thrown all in their face, and after so long, he can't resist temptation.
The reason why is this. Women are emotional by nature, and men are logical by nature. So in a man's logical mind, you know, cheating just makes sense. You know, it makes sense. It's there. The opportunity is there. I don't feel like I'm hurting anybody. Nobody's going to know anyway. And not for nothing, you know, the insecurities of most men, and whether they admit it or not, the insecurity is, hey, man, if I got this woman over here and this woman over here and I'm cheating over here, if my woman that I really love and I'm afraid will leave me, I got all this to fall back on. Even though in reality it never helps. But that's just the logical thinking of a man. A woman thinks emotionally first. So, in other words, a woman could walk into a club and she could see a guy down the other way and say, I'm going to sleep with that man right there tonight. And have totally convinced herself she's going to do it. He still has a 50-50 chance at that point, because if he says something or does something that causes her to disrupt the emotional connection she's established at that point, it's like, nah, you're not getting any. It's over. You know, and it's that simple. With a man, I don't even have to like you. You know what I mean? Like a man can say logically, I'm going to do it. That's what I want, because it's purely a physical attraction, and his logical mind has already said this is kind of convenient and it makes sense. Women don't do that. Women think very emotionally, because they are the ones that are the actualization of the emotional connection between sex. Because sex is twofold. It's physical and it's emotional, and ultimately spiritual.
That's true.
And what people also don't realize is when you do have sexual intercourse with a person, you both take a piece of each other with you, you know, in a sense. You understand what I mean by that? You kind of take a piece of each other with you. There's a connection there that's never severed. And men don't really care about that connection because they're not thinking emotionally. Women do, however. And this is why women have a much harder time, you know, in general. Of course, guys or girls out there, you know, we know there's exceptions to the rule. But in general, this is why women have a much harder time cheating, but also are better at it.
Yep, that's true.
Because they're masters of emotion. You know,
and
logical.
I want to hold that quick thought, Quay. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. I do see some more callers on the line. I've got to take this break real quick. Definitely, those of you who are interested in sponsoring Brown Sugar Radio, you can check me out at brownsugarradio@yahoo.com and send some information in regards to any products you have, a business, clothing line, whatever it is that you want to promote. Certainly, we can show you some love here on Brown Sugar Radio. Hold that quick thought, Quayshawn. We'll be right back after these messages.
Honey, we need to hurry. I'm going to go pull the car around.
I'm coming.
Well, look at you looking like you lost a pound or two.
I lost more than a pound or two. I lost 3 dress sizes over the last 3 weeks.
Really? 3 weeks?
Yeah. Ever since I joined D's Life, those pounds have disappeared. I can even fit into those jeans again.
Oh, you mean those jeans that are...
Yeah, those jeans.
Oh, my.
I told Lisa about D's Life a month ago, and she had to get last-minute alterations on her wedding gown. Her maid of honor had weight loss surgery last year, and she uses D's Lifestyle to exercise, eat healthy, and keep the weight off.
Really?
And it really works. Now all of my girlfriends want to know about D's Life.
Cool. How about we come home after the ceremony, and you change into those jeans before the reception?
You're crazy.
Join now and get 50% off D's Life Detox Program. Call 888-225-1929. Or log on to www.dslifenow.com.
Who's Mike Spielberg?
Who? Mike Spielberg? I don't know who that is.
Spike who?
Mike Spielberg. I have no idea who that is. Can you tell me?
Spike Spielberg is bringing Hollywood to the Queen City.
Y'all know y'all done heard of him. What, y'all like y'all know him? You better know him. You better know. You better recognize.
You can check out Spike Spielberg live from the director's chair weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. www.blogtalkradio.com/skeebofilms. SKEEBOFILMS. Or log on to www.spikespielberg.com for more information.
Yo, you know what this is, man. It's your boy Big Jig, a.k.a. the Talk of the Mid, man. The former BET 106 and Park Freestyle Friday champ, man. And I'm doing it real big right here with my homegirl Brown Sugar on Brown Sugar Radio. Keep it locked.
Brown Sugar Radio. Brown Sugar Radio. Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show
on internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip.
Breathtaking
topics.
The latest fashion.
Health and beauty tips.
Underground hip hop. And
artists to make you groove, and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time so I can get a sensual seduction.
What's poppin'? This is AK Billionaire from Do or Die. We chillin' with my girl Brown Sugar on the liveest show on the internet, Brown Sugar Radio. Holla back.
Church. Listen, don't stop what you do with the tongue. I like that. Oh, we're on. Okay. Hello, America. This is your old pal, Bill Clinton. Listen, I did not sleep with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. However, I did listen to Hip Talk Radio. He's on Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Central. Y'all need to go check him out. And God bless America.
Give it to Mama.
Hip Talk Radio.
His song radio.
Sit tight and listen keenly while I play for you another brand new musical biscuit.
Okay then, now we're finally ready for a clean, hard fight. Gentlemen, let's get it on.
Time for some action.
Come on.
Hip Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Yin Yang Twins, and you know we putting it down with Brown Sugar on Brown Sugar Radio, like, drop that motherfucker.
All right, we are back, and we are in action, talking about this hot, juicy topic. Can you handle an open marriage or relationship? And I got to say that we have a few minutes remaining on the show, but before I grab these last few callers, I want to let you know that next Thursday, we're going to go ahead and be back to our regularly scheduled week every Thursday, and the show is going to be on how to look good and feel great, you know, even if you have a busy schedule, all right? And I do have a few guests that will be appearing, and so definitely you got to check it out next Thursday at 7 p.m., Pacific Standard Time. Tonight we're doing it at 9 because I've had some events and things in my schedule I had to change, but that's the beauty of being your own show host and executive producer. All right, now I'm going to grab Quayshawn real quick. I know you had one final thought, and then I see a few more callers I want to grab, and then we're going to end the show tonight. And for all the listeners in the chat room, thank you for joining me. I finally found the chat box. Man, it took forever for me to find it, but definitely I got a shout-out. Is it Chester? We have guest 7844, Intimacy and Love, Justin Credible, Relationship Coach, and the Dave Really Show, the Dave Jones Show, excuse me, all joining us tonight on Brown Sugar Radio, and I got to say thank you for coming through tonight. All right, now go ahead, Quay. I'm going to pick you up off the line, 832, I see you there, and then 580-702, I'll grab you shortly. Okay, Quay, you had one final thought, though, before I interrupted you for a commercial break.
My final thought was just simply that, everybody just has to know what they want. Just know what you want and accept nothing less. And, you know, if you really stick to that and you look for relationships and you seek your relationships in the same form and fashion, then you're going to find what you want. I mean, to each his own. Again, I can't, you know, everything that we're saying here about what marriage is and what it should be and how it should be is all incumbent upon our own personal thoughts and ideas. And we don't ever want to have to impose our thoughts and ideas on anyone else. You know,
absolutely.
Obviously if an open relationship is what you desire and you seek somebody that desires the same thing, just don't impose your will or your thought and idea on somebody who really doesn't want it. you know, and,
right.
And a lot
true.
Of times love will mislead people. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's the only way you can really end a show like this. And Brown Sugar, this was a great show, and
thank you
for allowing me to come in and give
absolutely.
My
two cents. Okay.
This is my breath of fresh air when I'm on the road, you know.
There you go. I know that's right. Well, I'm telling you now, that Tupac show, which is going to be on June 16th, his birthday, I need you for that show because I got to get some insight now from,
June
you know,
16th,
up close and personal.
I will be just getting to L.A. for Cat Williams' celebrity basketball game on June 18th. So I will definitely be available.
And I'm going to hit you up, though.
I want to just tell everybody, you know, let's give a shout out to Dalla, who was murdered yesterday, young rap artist who signed the Convict Music and went out to L.A. to record his album, which would have been
mm-hmm.
his debut album. And
mm-hmm.
He was gunned down at the Beverly Center in an altercation with someone he actually, they believe, was arguing with on the plane from Atlanta to L.A. So it wasn't an L.A. person, fortunately. But it's unfortunate that, you know, we've got to do something about our young brother.
That's horrible.
You know,
oh, man.
And I
that's
just
bad. And I liked him
point.
Too. He was, a new artist, right? Yeah.
I just want to make one last point before I go in regards to that, and I'm going to hang up. But I don't want anyone to get in the idea that it's important or it's a tragedy because he's a rapper. And I've seen a lot of that going on the internet. And I'm speaking on Twitter and Facebook about it. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think that what we need to do is recognize that, you know, there are hundreds and thousands of dollars who died today. Hundreds of other young, you know, men, you know, predominantly black men that were gunned down or murdered or killed in some form of fashion
senselessly.
That no one is even, that no one cares about. So don't care because it's a rapper. Care because he was a young black man whose life was snuffed out before it got a chance to, you know, to bloom.
Daggone shame. Well, our prayers are definitely going to be with his family. And, you know, certainly we want to send our condolences. And if you can do me a favor, I know you have my email address. If not, it's brownsugarradio@yahoo.com. If you have an address, you know, where we can send a sympathy card or something, certainly I'd love to do that on behalf of Brown Sugar Radio. So thank you so much.
I'm going to speak to Devine Stevens about it, who was president of Convict Music, and I'll see what I can get my hands on.
Okay. Thank you so much, Quay.
Right,
I appreciate you supporting Brown
Sugar.
Okay. Quay always comes through for me. He supports Brown Sugar Radio, and I certainly do appreciate that. And he's also in the entertainment business, and he works with many various, you know, singers and upcoming artists and so forth. So he's doing his thing and constantly traveling. I'm going to go ahead and grab this next caller here. Please let me know if you're calling to give your opinion on an open marriage. Or if you're just calling in to listen, and I'll place you back on mute. 832, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling?
Hey, Brown Sugar, long time no here. This is Dave Jones of the Dave Jones Show. How's it going?
Hey, what's going on, Dave? I appreciate you calling in.
Oh my God.
I haven't heard from you in a minute.
Oh, my God. It has been so long since I have heard you. Oh, my God.
Oh. I'm still here.
Yeah, and I'm so proud of your great success. I'd like to just congratulate you on
thank you
your success. I've been you know, listening to you back in the day, and you know, now you're almost up there, or you're up there.
That's so sweet.
I give you some love and.
Thank
you. Say hello, and I just want to keep in touch with you.
All right. Well, definitely. You know, you can reach me on my email at brownsugarradio@yahoo.com or my MySpace, which is, you know, it's www.myspace.com/brownsugarinvegas. So keep in touch with me, okay? Are you all my friends in MySpace? That's how I send a lot of my bulletins and things out.
Well, basically, I am on MySpace.
Yeah, okay. So add me if we're not friends already. I believe we are, though, because I think I send bulletins to you. But if not, go ahead and add me. And yes, I'd love to keep in touch with you. Thank you for tuning in also.
Is your Yahoo address brownsugar@yahoo.com or just brownsugarradio@yahoo.com?
Right. It's brownsugar. And remember, it's sugar the ghetto way. S-U-G-A. No R. Yeah, sugar.
Brown sugar at yahoo.com. Got it.
Brown sugar radio at yahoo.com.
Brown sugar radio at yahoo.com. Got it.
Okay. All right.
That's your topic tonight on relationships. You know I have a relationship show on Blog Talk Radio. You know that. But I think that you make your own relationships, and life is choice-driven. And my pastor says you live or you die by the choices that you make. You know, some men and women, they choose relationships for good reason and good reasons. And some they choose for not so good reasons, bad reasons.
Right.
And it's all what to make of it, sugar. It's just that you know, it's just the choices that you make that makes the difference.
Okay, that's it. You absolutely right. Who is this Justin Credible telling me to get it right on my own show? Don't he know I can say what I want to on my show? Justin, don't start with me tonight. I'm brown sugar. This brown
Justin
sugar radio.
Justin is enough of here.
Yeah, I'm going to get you. Okay, yeah, it's going to be WWF on Brown Sugar. That's right, intimacy and love. Don't tell me how to run my show. All right, well, I appreciate you, Dave. I appreciate the love. Definitely continue to come through. And like I said, we'll be here next Thursday. I'd love to get your thoughts. All right?
No, absolutely, absolutely. Just keep me in touch now, you hear?
Okay, I sure will. All right. Okay, and all right, you take care. Thank you so much. I do. I love all my listeners, too. You guys are definitely appreciated. All right, one last caller, 580. You're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. This is DC. This is Intimacy.
Oh, okay. What's your final thoughts on the open relationship?
You know, I think the chat room was blowing up because I had some questions in regards to certain things, you know, and that.
Oh, and I couldn't see it.
It wasn't shared on the radio, but I want to make this one comment, and I'm gonna let you go real quick. Not because
you know,
sometimes people get on the air and think because you agree to disagree or you disagree passionately, you know, you don't know, you know. And I think after we live a certain amount of time on this planet, after we've been in the community, after we see things that's going on between our people and so on and so forth, you know, it gives us, you know, that sense of our responsibility to make a comment right or wrong. But don't take nothing personal. You know?
Right.
And that's what I have to tell people. I said we could be educated, you know, but I know a lot of people with bachelor's, master's, and PhD, but the degree that they're missing is the common sense degree, okay? So we have to understand how we work and how the human goes. You know, if we see this thing called, you know, our open relationship, you know, when somebody bring it forward, we gonna comment on it if we don't like it or if we don't think it's right.
Right.
So it's not saying that, you know, I don't know that guy from Adams first and foremost, you know, so I cannot tell. You know, the only thing I ask is, you know, okay, now you separated, you divorced, you know, and why you divorced? And I ask question if you choose to answer. You choose to answer, but brother, I'm gonna tell you, intimacy and love of BC gonna hit you raw, and if you can't take it, you're gonna take it personal.
That's it. Hey, you gotta be you, and you gotta tell what you feel. So,
that's
what the show is all about. You know, you know, speaking. I don't expect everyone to agree. You know, I think it's great to get the diversity on the show and to, you know, get both points. You know, because like I said, when we first started the show. We were getting majority no's, and then towards the end, it seems like we got more yeses, and, you know, it was amazing to me, you know, that to hear both ends, because like I said, me personally, I am not for an open marriage or relationship, unless we are just friends, you know, and if we're friends, I believe you can have a male friend, a female friend, and we're not intimate, then hey, you do whatever you got to do, but if we have decided, okay, I'm your woman, and you are my man, I can't get down like that. I don't like sharing personally myself. So, but I appreciate your thoughts. It's
all about
love. That's it.
All right, yeah.
I know that's right. Thank you so much, intimacy and love. All righty. Oh, shucks. I'm trying to end the show. I'm going to grab this call. I think this sound off. Is this your sound?
It is.
I was about to end the show, and I said, "Ah, sure, you just got
no,
in the cannot, show.
You cannot end the show early. You have 15 minutes to listen to what I have to say."
Oh, shucks. I'm trying to shut it down. Come on, Sam. Tell me your thoughts real quick on an open marriage. Is it for you? Is it not for you? Against it? What's up?
Yeah, I'm sorry I'm late, Shug. I had to go an extra hour, man. We did 3 hours over there. Interesting topic. But real quick, I'm not going to be quick on this. I think when we talk about open marriage relationships, I think we're talking about arranged situations. I think we're talking about financial situations. I think we're talking about PR situations, quote-unquote Hollywood. You know, I really think if you look at it in a sector of, let's say it's two common people that are just hardworking people, you know, trying to make ends meet, trying to live paycheck to paycheck. You're not going to see open relationships in a relationship like that. These are upscale marriages, arranged marriages, Hollywood marriages, people with money that really don't have any interest in each other, but together they are making money, and it's a productive business marriage. I just fail to see that there are two people that are in love, and they're in it for keeps, and you're willing to share your mate with someone else, and your psyche can handle that. I just don't see that today. I don't see that today. The only way I see that plausible, if it's a financial arrangement and you're married to someone sort of in a situation that's conducive to you financially, and there's really not a large sector of love there. You love them, you respect them, but this is an arrangement. This is an arrangement.
Okay.
The Will and Jada thing that you have, you know, sort of advertised with you, promoting this show, I still don't understand that. I still don't understand it. In some sectors, I think it's a PR move, and I really don't believe it.
You missed the beginning of the show, Sound. I actually have an interview snippet. When this show is over, for those of you who are just joining us, please check out the archive segment of this show. I had to dig deep and find some information. One of my listeners actually submitted to me via email. And I have the interview with her actually, you know, putting it out there like, no, they're not gay. No, they do not have an open relationship. And so you got to check that out. I found that interview because I had to get something, you know, hardcore evidence. And and everything was alleged and speculated and, you know, reported. So when I got that interview and she cleared up all the rumors about her marriage and their them being bisexual, I had to go ahead and show her some love and play that on the show because I wanted to make sure that I, you know, supported what she was saying.
And you know what, Brown? I so believe that, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you one thing everybody's losing sight of with that situation. It's been well publicized that Jada reaches out to Will's ex-wife, which is his older boy's mom. It's been well publicized. Whenever they have cookouts, whenever they have any type of function, she's the first one on the guest list. They incorporate her in their family. Now, I want to say this to all of this notion that they're gay. And do you think that this woman would stand for that with her son being in that environment? You understand what I'm saying?
Not at all. That
woman would not stand for that. So for them to be that tight-knit and this woman to be a part of that family, I just can't see it. I think that woman would have went to the media, exposed it, and said, hey, this is wrong. You know, my son is being raped. I don't see it.
Yeah, not at all. So I had to make sure that I got some kind of facts, you know, or something verifying that if this story was true or not, and it was not true. But it sure was a good catch for a minute there, huh? I was curious myself. I had to research it and things. But for you, Sam, you know, if you were married and your wife, you know, approached you and she says, you know, I want to be, let's be swingers, you know, or let's, you know, switch partners, whatever. That's not something you would be interested in.
Not with my wife, Brown. I'll tell you something, a sign of the times. I wouldn't be for it as my wife. That's my wife, okay? Okay, that's my wife. I'm not trying to share my wife. But you know the funny thing about it, I would be more afraid of another woman than a man. I would be more afraid of another woman.
Why is that?
I mean, Brown, we're living in a sign of times now, man, where men are losing the battles in relationships today. We are losing our women to women. And if you look at the numbers, more women today are turning to other women. And we're losing the battle. So I just think, I would be more fearful of swinging, as far as threesomes and all that. I mean, women are turned out easily today. And you look at situations of how men are treating women and this adage that only a woman knows how to please a woman, that shit is real, bro. It's real.
That's deep. That's crazy. But you know what? I know you did a story on this.
Exactly.
And you had actually spoke on, the women leaving, their men for another woman. And I thought that was interesting. What's going on, Mr. Era? Guest 7615, guest 8500. I see that we have new listeners coming through the chat room. And I appreciate you all coming through tonight on Brown Sugar Radio. Relation coach, is it Riel? I know you have something you wanted to address, the cheating, real quick. I'm going to bring you in, and then I'm going to end for tonight. I was supposed to end about 10 minutes ago, but this is an awesome topic. Okay, 513, there you are, relationship coach. Your thoughts on the cheating, real quick. You wanted to answer? Are you there?
Are you
Hello?
Asking me?
Yes. You wanted to address the cheating question earlier in the chat room.
I'm not the relationship coach. I'm the relationship advocate. I'm Chester.
Hold on a minute. Did I pick up the wrong line off the switchboard?
I think you did.
Oh, shucks. I sure did. 323. My bad. I appreciate you hanging tight. Let me grab the right caller. Hold on. Oh, my goodness. I'm so tired, y'all. Okay. 323. There you are. Sorry.
Okay. All right. I see you have 9 minutes left, so I'm not going to be – I mean, I wish you can give me back on your show when it's about that topic.
Absolutely. Yes, we have to do a part two.
Okay. One thing that people have to know that today is a whole different new millennium, and we've evolved. And I don't think that men cheat because the opportunity presents itself. I think that that's old information. I think it's old information.
Okay.
And the gentleman that just got off the telephone and the gentleman, the musician, they proved that when they also said that, well, I never have a threesome. I never want to do something like that with my wife. And the other guy said that, if it's about real love, right, that you're not going to do that. Well, you got to think about men don't go out to cheat on their real love either.
Mm.
When you find men, when you talk to men who have actually had affairs and you see them crying, you see them having remorse, that's not a joke. You know that really hurt him just as well as he hurt his wife as well.
Wow.
Men aren't getting married with the idea on their mind that, I'm getting married, and if the opportunity presents itself, I'm going to take it. No, I think that's old information, okay? I think it's old information. Now, I do believe that there's three different types. There's a type of man who cheat on life, period. A guy that you meet and you know that everything he's talking about is cheating on some type of life. Let's sneak into this. Let's sneak into that. Let's steal this. That's a person who just that's cheating on life, period.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And then you got another person who's, like we talked about before, who's just going to come in that relationship and say, hey, look, I want more than one woman, okay? And then you have the guy who is really committed to his wife. People hurt when they cheat. When you talk about, he's doing it for a different reason than women, trust me, I used to say the exact same thing when I would give advice. And I had to change that when I had to change that when I did my research and discovered that, well, wait a minute. How is it that a man is crying? How is it that a man is hurting? How is it a man that has remorse for what he did if this was just an opportunity that he had and he took it? No. Men have affairs for the same reason women have affairs. If they're not getting what they want to get in that marriage or what they used to get in that marriage, when that thing starts to stop happening, they go out and seek it somewhere else. We're talking the same thing about those two guys that just spoke about real love. The guy said he wouldn't do that with his wife, right?
Right.
So why would you go out and cheat on your wife if the opportunity presented itself? You wouldn't want to do that because you're in true love, right? Okay?
Right. Wow, that's amazing. Well, thank you, because that's a good point. Sound, are you still there with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
So do you agree with what he's saying?
I agree totally because I've been in that situation. I've been in that situation
okay.
with what he's saying where you've made some decisions that weren't proper decisions, and it does hurt. It does hurt. I mean, if you're in a bad relationship and you're in a relationship where you don't care, it is much easier to go out and creep and cheat and not have any remorse
right.
rather than doing it to someone that you generally love. I've been
right.
in situations where I've cheated on someone I've loved just because the situation presented itself and all this male testosterone shit takes over and, well, I got to do it. I'm a man. And I
right.
get in a situation where I couldn't even perform because the guilt was whooping my ass.
That's
I mean,
right.
I
wow.
didn't know what I
Great point. Great, excellent point. And that's why
deep.
One has to understand that a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship is totally different than a marriage relationship. The guilt.
Mm-hmm.
The guilt is totally different. Totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And even in a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, if that real love is there, you're going to feel guilty when that thing is about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, some people can't even perform.
I'm serious. I couldn't have because of the guilt, man. Because of the guilt.
Wow, that's crazy. Well,
that's
we're going to have
information. That's right. That's the new information that we need to start telling people. We can't be saying that this reason and that reason, a different reason from what a woman. It's the same reason. It's the exact same
wow.
reason. And that will make both of us get on our P's and Q's and make sure we're doing what we should be doing.
Wow, well, we definitely are going to have. Oh, hold on, sound. Sound. Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Oh, shucks. Hold on a minute. Sound, I accidentally hit the mute button. Okay, there you are. You there? Sound.
Yeah, I was just. Yeah,
there
I'm
you
here.
Are.
Can you hear
okay.
me?
Yep, I can hear you. Okay, we got 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, I was just going to make one quick point to what the guy was saying. And so true. Generally, when we have that type of guilt and we have that type of, you know remorse, it really comes from a good woman. And I don't mean a good woman that you're just in a relationship with and it's a relationship that's compatible. I mean a woman that you know has truly been good to you, you know, good to you in a relationship.
Right.
And when you have that woman that's at home, you know, cooking, sometimes cleaning, you know, taking care of the kids, she's doing her part, she's out busting her butt working, it is impossible to just cheat at free will on a situation like that. Men have conscience,
right.
okay? And people need to realize that we have conscience. I don't care how hard you are, you claim to be, you have a conscience for what's right and what's wrong, especially when it's being directed to other people. And I just wanted to share that.
That is too right.
Well, I got to tell you, brothers, that the points that you have made tonight were very valid, and it helped us to, you know, look at it from another perspective because of the fact that, you know, being a woman is good to hear a male's point of view. And like I said, I have always had the impression that men cheated. Basically, it was easier for a man to cheat than a woman. From the stories that I've heard and the shows that I've either helped co-host on and researched information, but I see now that we do have some men that do actually have a conscience, you know, and they think. So I got to say thank you so much, gentlemen, for joining us tonight. And we're going to close for the evening. I wanted to let you know that we do have some exciting shows coming up for the month of June. Keep it locked next Thursday. Like I said, we're going to go over for all the new listeners in the chat room. I see that we have Free Spirited Mind and Mr. Era that's joined us. And then we have some guests with numbers. I want to encourage each and every one of you to create a user account with Blog Talk Radio. Lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites so you'll be notified when we have up-and-coming shows. Because I do change the days. Sometimes it's Tuesdays, sometimes it's Thursdays. But definitely keep it locked on Brown Sugar Radio, and we will have an exciting topic. Brown Sugar Radio is the live show on Blog Talk where entertainment is extraordinary. So y'all make it a great night.